This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com.
L Tiny T, a book written by Stephen Cosgrove. That's me. Dedicated to my daughter, Jennifer. Kids and parents alike call her Tiny Tina, although we really don't know why. Small she is, tiny she is not, but I love her just the same. Actually, the more I think about it, she is pretty normal, with an emphasis on pretty. As you lay on a crisp fall day in a warm and sunny place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs, that's all. The land of more than small is filled with big and small, short and tall. To the north are the towering peaks of the Skidderscat Mountains, the gateway to Beetleburg. To the south are the lowlands that surround Beetlebug Bay. Between the mountains and the lowlands are the forests filled with giant whispering thistle pines and short scrub shrubs. Bugville, too, is filled with short and tall. Downtown is shadowed by the tall spires of the old City Hall building. Nearby are the little cottages on Mum Street and Fussy Lane. No matter big or small, short or tall, Bugville is a wonderful place for bugs to live. In one of the little homes on Fussy Lane lived the Tees. They were a small family of three. T. Booker T. was the librarian at Buttonwood School. His wife, Tangerine T., managed the Remembery, the big library downtown, and their son, L. Tiny T., was a student at Buttonwood School. L. Tiny T.'s real name was Lemon, but when he was born, he was small, very small indeed. Aunts, uncles, and parents alike nicknamed him Tiny. As he grew up, the nickname never went away. Lemon T. really wasn't tiny, but he wasn't tall either. He was small, and that's why even his classmates called him Tiny. But Lemon didn't like being called Tiny, and he really didn't like being reminded that he was small. Tiny's greatest wish was to be tall. This kind of wish is kind of like wishing you were invisible or could fly. It really doesn't get you much. As could be predicted, no matter how hard he wished, he got no taller. But Tiny was never short on plans to make himself tall. For a while, he thought by hanging around big things, you'd become taller. So he stood near tall buildings and tall trees. But nothing changed. Tiny never grew even an inch taller. Once, he even bought long-legged trousers from Dude Studs, thinking that he would grow into them. Unfortunately, that didn't work either. He simply tripped on the cuffs, fell to the ground, and scuffed his knee. After falling, Tiny sat on the curb, his feet in the gutter and tall tears streaking down his face. L. Tiny wasn't crying because he was hurt. He was crying because he was frustrated. He wanted to be tall. Worse than worst, L. Tiny T. was the shortest bug in his class. If the truth be told, he was nearly the shortest bug in all of Buttonwood School. If things weren't bad enough, Big Bubba Big, the biggest bug at Buttonwood, was also in Tiny's class. Every school year, the day of the class picture was the day most dreaded by L. Tiny T. For as bad bug luck would have it, Tiny had to stand in front of Big Bubba. Poor Tiny was nearly lost in the big bug's shadow. Of all the sports played at Buttonwood School, the only one L. Tiny T. loved to play was dribble toss. Dribble toss was a simple game to play. At both ends of the bugnasium, a large berry basket was attached to the wall. With five players on each team, one player would dribble a ball down the floor and then toss the ball into the basket. Believe me, it was not as easy as it sounds. After school each day, bug kids would choose sides and play dribble toss to their heart's content and L. Tiny T's despair. He'd stand in the center of the dribble-toss court with the other bugs waiting to play. One by one, team captains would choose their teams, and one by one, every bug would be chosen. Every bug, that is, except L. Tiny T. Most of the other bugs felt he was too short, so at best he was usually the last to be chosen. What made it even worse was that many of the girl bugs were taller than he was, so B-Double Bop and Cricket Clicket would often end up on a team while Tiny sat sadly on the bench. Now, there were times when L Tiny T would be chosen to play, but usually that was because he was one of only 10 bugs who showed up. It's important to note that there must be 5 players on each team, a total of 10. Tiny lived for those moments when he got to play. As soon as the game started, he was the first to rush to center court. He may have been short, but he was very fast. He was always the first to block the other team's way to the basket. He would stand there, arms outstretched, trying to stop whoever had the ball. The problem was that Tiny was so short that most of the time players like Bubba wouldn't even see him. Bubba would charge towards the basket and leave poor L Tiny T crunched at center court. Of course, Bubba always apologized later, but that didn't make L Tiny T feel much better. Late one Saturday afternoon, as Tiny sat alone in his bedroom, he came up with a marvelous plan. Quicker than quick, he scribbled and sketched his thoughts on a piece of paper. Then, with a smile as wide as he was tall, he hurried out to the garage. Using a hammer and saw, plus glue and nails, L Tiny T built a solution to his small problem. It was long after dark when he rushed back into the house. Excitedly, he showed his mother what he had made. There was so much commotion that even his father put down his favorite book to see what L Tiny T had built. While his parents watched in wide-eyed wonder, L Tiny T strapped the strange wooden devices to his shoes. For you see, he had built an amazing pair of stilts. Then, with his arms waving in the air, he pushed himself up from the chair. His head was nearly touching the ceiling. For the first time in his life, L Tiny T wasn't tiny at all. In fact, he was really quite tall. He wibbled and wobbled around the room, but soon, by leaning on a crooked broom, he was able to walk without falling. As he balanced on his wooden legs, Tiny's mother cut 2 cloth strips from an old patchwork quilt. Then, with needle and thread, she stitched the strips to the bottom of the legs of his pants. You couldn't even tell L Tiny T was wearing stilts. Well, almost. Bright and early the next morning, Tiny pulled up his long-legged trousers around the stilts and stood up. Everything was different now that he was taller than tall. He had to stoop over to reach the sink to brush his teeth. It was difficult to sit down. It was difficult.